I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This guy found the deal of a lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Legitimately, like saving hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he knew he was taking a risk.
Yeah,
right?
But still.
Like, when you are buying a home like this, and there are people buying homes like this, not even for business opportunities, just to live now, Kimmy, you know you are taking a risk. But I promise you, there is no way this guy
really
thought the worst case scenario could be this. Because I cannot think of a more horrific scene to walk into.
Wait, it's a scene.
Than what this guy found when he opened the door of his new house for the first time.
So he'd never been in there before he bought it.
He had not.
Oh, Jesus.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Edward Marchion is a guy like a lot of other folks. He was looking for a house.
Okay.
And he was trying to do it as economically as possible.
Yeah.
So back in June, Ed found a house that he liked at a foreclosure auction.
Perfect.
All right. But part of the rules of this auction is you cannot inspect the interior of the home.
Okay. Right. So sight unseen, you score a house at auction, it's yours.
You can see the outside.
Yeah, you can see the outside. That's all you can see.
Okay.
Right. So the house was worth $650,000.
At one point or currently?
That's what it was worth at one point.
Okay.
So this is a beautiful home.
Gorgeous. Well, I mean, what you think a $650,000 house is not a $650,000.
But it's still a nice house.
Yes, it's a really nice house. And with little TLC, it could look gorgeous.
Well, perfect.
So Ed, being cautious, bid $525,000.
We're a little low, smart Ed.
You got it. Well, no, it's not actually in today's economy. Like, a lot of these foreclosure auctions are going for what the house is worth.
Oh.
To all of you people looking for a house right now, if you're ready to hate Ed, the house is worth $650,000. He bid $125,000 under what it's worth, and he won.
Damn.
And he won.
Look at he saved.
What amazing luck.
Yeah.
So?
Smart businessman.
Ed cut the check. He got the keys to the house, and he went to walk into his new home for the first time.
Yeah.
And when he did and opened the door,
what happened?
He found a dead body.
No. Oh. A corpse.
Actually.
So nobody had been in this house. Like, not even the people auctioning it off.
No.
Evidently.
That's not the worst part. Not only did he didn't find just one dead body.
No. Wait.
He found three dead bodies.
So, like, a family died? Like a murder?
A 54-year-old woman who owned the home. A 23-year-old who was this woman's son.
Oh, my God.
And a third yet-to-be-identified body that they are currently using DNA to try.
So this is a crime scene.
Not necessarily.
How the hell all three of the people dropped dead at the same time?
We'll get there. We'll get there. So according to reports, the deceased woman found in the home stopped making mortgage payments in late 2024. Their bank then foreclosed August of last year, and they
had nobody knocked on the door.
Well, they could have. Nobody answered it because they were dead.
Oh,
but I guess I'm just shocked that nobody from that point had entered the home.
Home, right? Because usually, if the bank takes over the house, they go into the house.
No,
make sure everybody's out.
No, so this happened.
Get your dead ass out of here.
This happened in New Jersey.
All right.
State laws there.
They got whacked.
State laws there say, as long as the person has not been kicked out of the house, and they're not kicked out until the house is sold,
right,
you are not legally allowed to enter the home.
Okay.
So if they don't answer the door,
Jersey rules, baby.
You don't answer it. So they sent letters and made phone calls, and they never got a response from the homeowner. And based on the state of the house from the outside, which was going into disrepair, the bank assumed the family had abandoned the property, was trying to avoid paying what they owed on their mortgage.
So did they ever find out what happened to these people?
So here's the thing. They are doing tests right now. They don't believe any foul play happened.
Then it would have to be a gas
leak. And they don't think it was carbon monoxide.
Then what the hell is it?
I mean, hantavirus is what killed Gene Hackman and his wife. There could also be food poisoning situations where something.
Man, that's got to be the worst case of food poisoning ever.
Well, yes. Well, but, yeah.
And for them all to die at the same time where nobody called for help.
Because which means they all died at once because there's three dead bodies in the house, which means there's no way that could happen.
Again, I mean, I would think they'd have to, like, authorities would have to enter the home just to confirm that it wasn't a crime scene.
Right.
Well, after he bought the house, they're going in. No, the police did. They went and they checked. Okay. Well, yeah, he called the cops, obviously. Right.
Well,
You don't chuck a dead body in the dumpster. You would think that would
take some time. I don't know.
No, again,
the only thing I can think of is that they all OD'd on something.
It could also be that.
Yeah.
But again, your mother.
Like fentanyl. Okay. Like fentanyl could make you drop it immediately. So if they all took fentanyl and died.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've seen this happen personally?
Yeah, Breaking Bad happened all the time.
I read in Newsweek that fentanyl could make
you drop it. We almost lost Bryan Cranston.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We all know what the real estate market is right now,
right,
especially in Rochester. You get a house for $125,000 under what it's worth.
Right.
But you find three dead bodies inside. And you
decaying bodies.
Decayed, in fact, that they could not identify one
right.
of them. Are you living in that house?
I guess you'd have to, right? I mean,
you don't have to do anything.
But times are tough, bro.
Yeah, but how? When you open that door, every time you open that front door,
you think Pat's there.
You'd have to have flashbacks.
His filthy mouth.
Yeah, my filthy mouth. Smells like Tommy's mom's jeans in here.
They already did enough mom jokes today.
People are freaked out by less than that.
But I wonder if this, if you had a house on the market and you said, all right, this house is going to go for $150,000 under market value.
Sure, sure.
And there is three dead bodies in there that you have to remove. And you have to do it. How many people would line up to buy that house? I bet you you'd be surprised.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't.
In this market?
I wouldn't be surprised by how many people would be willing
hold
to
hold the nose and drag them out.
Well, I mean, look, like when it comes to, not to be disrespectful to the dead, but,
no,
like,
but
when it comes to putting a roof over your family's, over your family, I would understand why
you. This is a hell of a deal. And it's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
But would your opinion on that change based on how they died? Because if they died simultaneously from whatever it was, that's different than like somebody murdered somebody.
What would bother you more?
The murder.
The murder.
Murder or OD?
The murder would bother me more.
You're assuming OD. Think about it this way. This man just bought a house that had three dead bodies in it, and they don't know what killed them.
Right.
You're going to sleep there?
I may have an inspector come over and sniff around a little bit.
Okay. Because like it could be a thousand different things.
Can't be a thousand different things.
It could be a thousand different
things. Ain't no thousand different things. Here's what I do.
What do you do?
Let's get these goddamn bodies out of here.
Okay.
Get Service Pro in here. Let's scrub the place nice. Uh-huh. Get all the stank out.
Uh-huh.
Have an inspector. They can't find any. Let's say they don't find anything. Okay. They still don't know. But everything's cleaned up. No more smell. Everything looks fine. Do you move into that house and go to bed?
If they don't know what killed them, that.
But they can't. But everything checks off fine. Don't know.
No, because I would still be worried there's something in that house that could kill me.
Nah, they checked. You're fine.
No, again, like we see stories every once in a while of like we checked everything out. It's fine. Oh, wait. Turns out it's not fine.
World's deadliest bed bugs.
Well, I mean.
They had knives.
Who knows? I mean, again, hantavirus.
Knife wielding bed bugs?
Hantavirus comes from fleas, right? On the back of rats? Am I thinking of the plague?
Yeah, you're talking about Hackman?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically transferred by rats. But you had to almost be like.
Okay.
Which means your house is infested with rats.
If I cannot,
which is also a problem.
If I can't get a rock solid reason why they're dead,
yeah,
I'm not moving into that.
Okay,
just out of the, for the safety of my
family. I don't
know
what's left behind. Yeah,
right. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So I remember when my parents, like I was like 13 or so, we were moving, and there was this house we looked at. This dude had parrots. Previous to us coming there, they weren't there for like 5 years, and the house still reeked of parrots. So I can't imagine the smell of dead bodies decaying to the point you can't
imagine. This phone call was sent.
Wait, so it was your mom?
You tried so hard, bro.
Ben, come on, buddy.
You know what? Monday, take another run at
it,
all right?
Yeah. We'll wait for you
Monday. It's always Monday, Ben.
No, I'll skip Monday. I'll come back Tuesday, okay, guys?
All right, sounds good, Ben. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Jacob writes us on Instagram, DuffyandWCMF. I'm flipping the house, remodeling it and flipping it. There's no way I can get that image out of my head. Knowing people die in there, you'll still make a profit. Au contraire.
Okay, all right.
Hold on. Think about this. What? This is a national news story.
Oh.
There's everybody in that town knows what happened in that house.
Yeah.
Is somebody willing, knowing what you walked into, to pay more than what you paid?
Yeah, but like you said, with this housing market, man, people, you know, they can't be picky.
But you're taking a risk.
And it's a $600,000
$650,000
That's a beautiful home.
It was a beautiful home.
Still is, except for a couple spots.
Again, 252-WCMF. A story coming out of New Jersey. Guy named Ed looking for a house. He went to a foreclosure auction. And the rules of this foreclosure auction, it's a state law in New Jersey. You can't go in the house. You can walk around the outside. Yeah. The doors were locked, so they could not go in.
Do you think, like, the smell was...
seeping out.
Apparently
seeping
not. Out? Maybe you're not allowed to go on the property. I mean, it is would be some.
How bad is New Jersey smell in general?
Or you wouldn't notice that?
Right. I could walk it up, nothing.
So he bid $525,000, $125,000 under. He won. He gets the keys. He walks into the home for the first time, and he found three dead bodies. The 54-year-old woman who owned the home, her 23-year-old son, and a third body that was so decayed they have to use DNA to try and figure it out. Police say they do not believe that there was foul play. They also said they don't believe it's a carbon monoxide leak, so they're trying to figure out what happened. But this guy now owns this house. And I know it sounds crazy, but the laws in New Jersey say if you have your house foreclosed on, you do not legally have to leave until after the house is sold. They can't go in. Nobody's allowed to go in.
Maybe
so.
They should work on that rule.
Well, so. But well, why?
It's New Jersey. A lot of people get whacked in New Jersey.
Well, I would also be curious why these people just disappeared all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's weird, too. Like, you know, there wasn't, like, a missing persons report on these people, right? This is the strangest-ass story because, like, these three people basically disappeared, decayed.
Yeah.
Nobody looked for them.
Yeah.
And they just that's crazy that there's no other outside people that said, hey, man, we can't find mom or my brother
or a friend
cousin.
Or coworker.
But let's walk through this.
Or these are the most unlikable people ever with no friends.
This is easier than you think, in all sincerity.
Ow.
All right. Let's say you were still single, living in that house in Webster.
Yeah.
And you lost your job.
Yeah.
Which is not out of the question.
Yeah.
Right? If you died, who would check on you?
My two brothers. At that time, when I lived there, I had family. I had family that I communicated with every week.
All right, if you
and I don't know how long of a process this would be, but there had to be a significant amount of time.
2 years. August of 2024 is when she stopped paying the mortgage.
So nobody's been curious for 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, that long is just insane.
We know a couple of guys where you're friends with them, but
But those are individuals.
I understand. Look, it's an expensive home. These people could have had money where they don't work. They could have also, and look, the drug theory you have isn't out of the question.
I know.
Again, if they're in that lifestyle and they cut people out of their lives because of it, this is how that could happen.
Man.
But even without it, everybody knows someone that if they disappeared all of a sudden, you'd be curious. You wouldn't call the cops.
But like,
they don't
like,
have family.
But think of like all the bills that pile up, all the stuff that shows up on your apps that you're not paying.
Yeah.
Like all those alerts.
Right.
Like, it would be insane. Like, the mail that didn't get stopped. Like, how much mail and stuff and, like, stuff would be sitting there?
But here's the thing. It's like you said. It's like, you know, with this story again.
Yeah.
The bank assumed that this family abandoned the house. So if they were trying to run from their mortgage, of course they're not going to leave a forwarding address because that's where you were going to be able to find them and make them pay the mortgage. Like,
so if you just abandon your house, nobody comes looking for you?
Also your neighbors.
They will come looking for you. Now, again, look, man, I don't talk to my neighbors. I don't know.
I don't either, but I do pay attention a little bit to the point where, like,
there's a younger person living there.
Yeah, I haven't. They haven't cut the grass. They haven't cleaned anything
but
up.
But they can't go in. They can't go
in. No, but like somebody might go, hey, man, something's going on over here.
Oh, under the something's going on over there. Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Something.
I didn't think about that. You want to be starting something. Yeah, you want to be starting something. Come on, get over. Yeah. Get up, get under. Yeah. Stuck in the middle.
I mean, I would think like neighbors would eventually say something just because the lawn's not mowed.
I'm telling you, after a while, I'm peeking in them windows.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't see anybody around in a while and there's nobody around, middle of the day,
okay,
I'm walking over there taking a peek.
Hey, genius, you go peek in those windows. There's three decaying bodies that you will never get that image out of your head.
And I'm the hero because I saved the day.
What did you save? They're dead.
I saved these three dead bodies.
Wouldn't call yourself a hero.
Christie would probably give me a key to the city.
Saul writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. When my grandparents bought the house I grew up in, they only looked in the windows and thought the kitchen floors were brown. Turns out the floors were white but covered in thousands of live and dead roaches.
No.
It took them weeks to clean. That's the other question. Let's say you do want to stay in this house, which, by the way, quick sidebar. I cannot move in that house. Look, I know we've talked about finding out that somebody died in your house, and that's tough to keep
but
people
that's,
out.
But that image is, you don't have the actual image.
Exactly. Not only were you the first person to lay eyes on these bodies, right? Think about how much it's going to F with you the rest of the time you live in that house. Wherever you found them, that will be in your head every time you are sitting, standing in that area.
They just throw a rug over it.
Not to mention, everybody that you know, because this is a national news story, will know this had happened. So even if you want to forget it, people are going to bring it up when they come over.
If you go over, do you want to know where they died?
Yes.
I do too, and that's terrible.
I would make him lay the way that he found them.
Oh, okay. Reenactment.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, you can't even forget it on purpose because all people are going to want to do is know what happened.
Well, it's a conversation piece during cocktail hour.
So you didn't answer. Are you moving into that house?
If I'm desperate and that's a beautiful house, I think you just got to bite the bullet and do it.
How long does it take to clean that?
You get professionals to come in and rip it up and do it.
Yeah, rip up those floors.
Bro, that thing gonna be done in a week.
No, it's does it take no, because it's a crime scene, so that's got to stay the way it is for a while. They got to investigate.
All right. Well, you're not going to move into the clean it up.
Okay, but I'm asking, like, let's say I guess in a situation like this, you know, foreclosed house, you're probably not planning on moving in right away.
Right, but these professional services will scrub it out. You won't even know what happened.
Ideally.
Well, I mean, there won't be any visual or smell. That's good enough for me.
I mean, are you sure about the smell? I mean,
they get the smell out.
Are you sure?
It's in their contract. It never even happened.
It's in the contract. I love how like they have a say in what the dead bodies that have permeated the floors.
You can't put a sign in a truck unless it's true.
Okay.
I don't know what 2 years of that smell seeping into the walls. I don't know how easy that is to get out.
Yeah, you clean. Everybody wants to change things around anyway.
Here's the other thing.
What's that?
You know how you can have a smell that bothers you so much, it gets stuck in your nostrils?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even when you don't smell it, your brain thinks you are?
Oh, okay.
If there was still an issue with these bodies where there was a stench when he walked in, and you smelled that, which he would have.
Like another smell that would remind you of that smell?
I'm saying, like, you would have to be, like, there are times where I will see things.
It triggers it?
And something went bad in the fridge.
I feel like I'm smelling it. You would have that for the rest of your life in that house.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you saw and smelled means you cannot move in.
I mean, owning a home is tough anyway. You're going to be traumatized by someone else.
The smart move is to try and get out from under it. Mm. Even if you lose money. Like,
Yeah, but what if you can't afford to lose money, man?
So what?
My smaller house. I don't even think it's important to me anymore.
I'm so poor that I have to live in a dead body house. I have no choice.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, Pat.
SZ writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, asks, is there a way he can legally get out of the contract? So nobody knows for sure.
Oh.
But somebody went in and looked at the laws of foreclosure auctions in New Jersey, and it looks like what is in the house
you're stuck.
Is in the house.
So there's no loophole he can get out.
No.
There's no loophole that it's now a crime scene.
Exactly. But I wonder if it would be different if someone were murdered.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
I also wonder, too, like, you know, the house was foreclosed on because they weren't paying the mortgage. If they can find a next of kin.
Oh.
Like, does.
Technically, it would be theirs.
Like, let's say in a hypothetical world, you have a grandpa that has a house. He dies. Same situation.
Yeah.
Who owned, like, the state doesn't take that house. It would
the bank took the house.
Well, yeah, true.
In this case,
it wasn't
the bank took the house,
anymore.
So the bank owns the house.
Yeah.
Because you didn't pay your bills.
No, well, they didn't want to.
And you didn't pay the taxes on it, so
Oh, don't get me started
the
about the taxes.
The taxes and the stink. The stinky taxes.
The stinky taxes.
Oh, taxes stink.
Which is also why your mom is so expensive.
Man, why are you so mean to my mom?
On account of the stinky taxes through the genes.
I also think, even if you're somebody that, you don't believe in ghosts or the afterlife, whatever. Like, just knowing that happened in the house, I think it would screw with my mind.
Stinky spirits.
Like weird noises you hear now and then. I think it would just really mess with me.
My decaying ass.
Bro, you're going to tell me you hear a bump in the night. You're not going to freak out.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And you're going to, but I'll just bite the bullet and never sleep again for the rest of my life.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is God's work right here.
What's that?
And I hope it sparks a revolution.
Oh, good.
Because, like, this changing for this airline is great. It's fantastic. It's needed. Thank you. But it's needed for the world.
Oh.
And I would be totally fine if America federally passed a law making this illegal.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, American Airlines.
Yeah, they
have made a change in policy.
Yeah.
And have decided to crack down on people watching things on their phone with no headphones in.
Oh, so blaring phone.
You got it. So according to the company, if you are now caught on an American Airlines flight.
Out the window.
Watching a video with no headphones in and the sound up, they're going to ask you to stop.
All right.
Then they will demand you to stop. And if you continue to refuse, they have updated their fine print so they can now chuck you off the plane.
Really?
Yes. Quote, anyone who fails to follow the rule on a permanent or temporary basis will be removed from the plane. And there is also potential for you to be banned from American Airlines for a whatever amount of time.
It is one of the rudest things you could do, man.
It is amazing, too, how oblivious people are to it. Like, I wouldn't do it out of pure embarrassment. Like, I don't want other people to know what I'm watching or laughing at, you know? So I'm just surprised, like, the reason, like, that for that reason alone, people don't keep it in their headphones.
The only people I know that I've seen do it are people my age and older.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I've seen younger people doing it.
That's the only people I've seen. Well, it's usually in waiting rooms for doctor visits. Yep. I remember I told you once, like, hey, I watched a whole episode of Gunsmoke. TV show hadn't been on in 50 years, and he's watching it top volume.
Well, that's why you needed the volume, because he couldn't remember what they were saying. He hadn't seen it in 50 years. No,
yeah,
man.
No, this hits all ages.
Age,
really?
Race, creed, color. Oh. I've seen people of all. And, you know, you brought up the idea of being oblivious. There's no way that these people are oblivious to the fact that this is rude. I think these people simply don't care.
Okay.
That they're being selfish, and they think that their entertainment matters more than the comfort of the people
because
around.
Because you don't need to listen to it. I mean, there's options where you don't need this.
Yeah, like headphones are super cheap.
AirBuds.
Okay, the AirBuds are a couple hundred bucks. Yeah. But like,
AirBuds are $99.
If you want the busted AirBuds.
That's the ones I got.
Yeah, exactly.
And those are still expensive. You could get them cheaper.
Yeah, you can get $5 headphones that'll plug into your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, those too. Yeah. I don't want to look like a poor, but yeah, those also. No, I would argue that watching a video on your phone in public without headphones is the rudest thing you can do. I cannot think of
even talking with your speakerphone on.
Okay, that's the other thing, too, that drives me nuts. I would... Well, if you're calling the hospital to tell me you're having a stroke, I would understand that. I would rather a stranger walk up to me with no warning and double hand shove me in the chest than sit and make me listen to their video.
Or
have
me go into your car?
Shut up.
Or FaceTime.
Please don't actually do that. Yeah, man. Like, okay, I get my salad at my salad place every day on the way home. Every single day. Every single day. There will be at least one person sitting and watching a video with the sound full blast, no headphones. And it's guys in shirts and ties. It's teenage kids. It's old people. It's everybody. The thing that really chaps my ass.
What is that?
Really chaps my ass. Is when I see a kid with a phone or a tablet, full blast, mom and dad are sitting next to them, and they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
They're just letting the kid watch this stuff on full blast.
Yeah, control your kid.
For God's sakes. So I'm going to take this a step further.
Where's that?
I'm happy American Airlines is doing this. Yeah. Stepping
up.
It's annoying.
But are we going to see, like, emergency landings over this?
No, I don't think so.
Like, early landing. Like, they got to get this person off the plane.
It doesn't say that. I can't imagine they're going to do that. Okay. That would be ridiculous. But it looks like these people may be banned for a period of time.
Gotcha.
I would like to propose a federal law that makes doing this in public illegal.
Okay.
Legit.
Right. And, just in public in general.
Yeah.
Trying to think, is there an argument you can make for it? Like, are there people that can't use earbuds or something? I'm just trying to think of a reason.
The earless?
I'm trying to think of reasons why people might have it because they don't have any other options.
What would that reason be?
I don't
know. Give me the disability.
I'm too poor for $5 headphones.
Okay, but then how do you have the phone? How do you have the phone?
Do it all on the phone.
And here's the other option.
By the way, the phone comes with a headset.
It used to. I don't know if they still do.
The old school ones.
Yeah,
plug in.
I'm trying to think. I bought this phone a while ago. Did it come with headphones?
Mine did, yeah.
Well, yours is like 1,000 years old, though. You got old
Thousand years
phone.
Old.
You got old
they stopped including a lot of stuff with your phone.
You don't even get a charger.
Yeah.
Right.
But do you have to, is there like a thing where you have to put your finger and spin it to dial?
Yeah. I have a rotary iPhone.
No, I know. Let me point it. I know where the headphones go, you idiot. I just can't remember if this version of my phone came with headphones. It's been a while since I bought a phone. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Give me a single reason why making this a law would be inappropriate. Mm. Who would be against it?
I mean, there could be, like, mistakes could happen, Pat, because there's a guy we know who sometimes does this in the room.
This room?
Yeah. Because he doesn't realize it's not playing in his head.
Well, sometimes it doesn't go through my hearing aids are connected to my phone.
Yeah. Sure, we've all been there.
Yeah,
it's going to happen to both y'all. You wear headphones, you're going to do the same. Keep
but I'm just, I mean, like, you're going pretty hard at people here, but like you have been a victim.
Okay, but
to this.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, no. I
so like now I know I'm connected right now. So yeah, my little ear shows up, which means I'm connected to my hearing.
Wait, your what ears?
My little ears.
Little baby ears.
Well, you know what happens if I'm not careful when I do that.
What's that?
Hurts your baby ears.
And then I would have to call the iPhone store to get an adjustment.
Yeah. What would that sound like?
Excuse me, my little baby ears really hurt.
And?
But
do you have live music?
But the problem is.
Yeah, what's that?
Is that it's hurting me so bad, I need help immediately. So I'm going to have to call 911.
No kidding.
I thought that's what we just did.
No, you call the Apple store.
Yeah.
Oh, the iPhone store.
Yeah, now you got to call
911. Excuse me. What is up with you being the 911 operator all
of a
sudden?
Well, you got to give a little contrast.
No, you don't. You ruined it.
I love how we're running Kimmy through improv drills live on the air. Yes, and? 252-WCMF. No, like, and here's the thing. You could pass this easy because nobody who does this is going to stand up and say they do it and fight to be able to keep doing it because they know they're being dicks. Yeah. There's not going to be like a march of people who listen to or watch videos on phones on full volume with no headphones and are like, I have a right to do this. I want to keep doing it.
Maybe we need to have some kind of like iPhone or cell phone law enforcement that just goes around grabbing your phone and turning it off.
Now, here's the problem with that. You would only be able to hire guys your age. And you do not give that kind of power to guys your age. Hey! Give me that phone! Dom writes us on Instagram. Says, I know it's not as bad, but people that talk on the phone through their car speakers and just sit there having a lengthy conversation. Can we talk about this?
Well, you're in your car, though.
Okay, I don't think people understand that I can hear your conversation outside of your car. Because there have been times where I've walked past people's cars and they are having heavy conversations.
Heavy
things you do not want other people to know.
Sexual.
And it is like I am hearing it clear
as
day.
It's weird how clear you can hear those conversations. If somebody's at a red light or they're
But
they're
that one you're never going to be able to stop.
Do those people not? But no, I mean, fine.
Well, sometimes you're just caught up in a phone call and you're going to end it before you get
out of
the
car. I mean, you got to give them that up.
Yeah, I don't want to make that illegal. What I'm asking is, are there people out there that don't know I can hear everything, both you and the person calling through your car?
Even with the windows up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, you, because it,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can hear it.
I don't know what the technology is. Like, I know we should know this as radio personalities. Yeah. Is it the reverb where I can hear, because it's off the car, I can hear it clear as day through the
metal of
the car?
I would think the windows would stop it.
Nope. No, it doesn't. That's how deaf you are. You don't know. Hello? Don't know. What? Huh? 1%.
I can hear your goddamn voice.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Michael. Hey, Michael. How are you, buddy? Michael, you there?
I am.
Michael, did you give us a fake name? Is that why you didn't know I was talking to you?
I didn't hear you, dude.
Okay, dude. What do you got, man?
I just got a quick question for you.
Sure.
You think someone who's in a car, you shouldn't be able to listen to their conversation.
Oh no, that one's fine. That could be
that could be legal.
Just
don't listen to it.
No,
walk
that's
by the car.
Hold on, that one's I'm fine with. That I'm cool with that. I'm talking about I'm
in
a restaurant.
You keep saying you can't believe that people can hear. Walk by the car.
No,
don't listen to it.
Michael, you're coming in very aggressive. Hold on, let's take a breath. Let's
all take a breath.
Hold on. I was
okay. So here's another question.
You're still going, Kimmy. I'd like to use my first. I'd like to use my first time out of the show.
Okay, what's your time?
Michael, I was simply letting people know that if they're having a private conversation, I may be able to hear it. I was trying to help you, Michael. You're being very angry.
No, no, I'm just saying you certainly were coming across like the person who's having that conversation, you know, should be aware that you might be listening to it.
Okay.
Well, walk by the car and don't listen.
I'm glad
you walk around like your God's gift pad.
I'm glad we cleared that up. And Michael, I apologize for being
unclear. Here's
the other point, though. The other question, yes.
What is the difference between me having a conversation on the phone with a speaker on that's relatively normal? You know, the loudness of it is normal. How is that different than me talking to somebody next to me?
I mean, I guess
why does that upset you so much?
I guess there is no difference. There is something sonically unpleasing to me about a speaker voice coming through a phone.
Okay. Well, you know, no offense. I mean, if the person has it on super loud, I agree that's annoying.
Okay, so Mike wants this law to happen, but he needs there's a sonic level at which case we'll pass this law. And by the way, you said no offense, Michael. I took great offense to that. I took great offense
to that. Well,
that's okay. Despite the fact that you said no offense.
I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, there's other ways to look at this. If somebody, let's say they're, you know, hard of hearing and it's easier for them to hear it when it's on the speaker. You know, they should put it up to their ear.
I just, hold on, I want to back up.
It's no different than them just talking to someone who's standing next to them.
They're hard of hearing, so the
solution. I don't know why
it's
so upsetting.
They're hard of hearing.
Illegal, all this, whatever.
Michael, do you do this? Michael, do you do this? Michael, where'd Michael go? Michael?
Do we lose Michael?
Is he at his job?
I think he
left. Calling us? No, he stops looking at him right now.
Oh, he's still there?
Michael! Michael is still here.
Wait 1 second.
No, hold on. We're just doing a radio show. Yeah, well, hold on for 1 sec, Michael. Sure. Hold on.
He's trying to find a friend to put in his car.
Waiting for Mike. He's taking his time on the break room here. It's the Michael show. And we're waiting for Mike.
Okay, he got really mad. Was that your bad? What is your response?
You know what?
I'm bored. Do you disagree with me?
No, I'm bored. I'm bored. You went away, and I got bored with the conversation, Mike. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
That was a weird one. Didn't think we'd have somebody being so passionate on the other side.
Yeah.
What was he doing where he had to stop this conversation?
I mean, it must have been something important.
Okay.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.